Friends, this year should be a special schus for Simcha ben Echagitel. You should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav. It says in the Gemara in Meseches Bava Metzian, Daf Yud, Rav Nachman, Rav Chizda, Damri Tarvayu, Hamagbiya Metzian lechavero lo kone chavero. So if you pick up a Metzia for your friend, your friend's not kone. My time, why is he not kone when you pick up a Metzia for him? Avitav s'mal chov magam shchav l'acherim. Because you're taking for a bal chov, and you're chav l'acherim. In other words, you're taking for one person, but it's disadvantageous to others. So here you're being kona the magbia the mitzia for your friend, and it's disadvantageous to other people. And memeva, it's not good. Lo kana chaver, but tofis the baal chov, makom shchov lachayirim lo kana. If you take for a baal chov, Ruvein knows Shimon Levi Yehuda Yisachar's woolen money, and you take it for Shimon. So since it's again, other people are going to lose out, you're not kona. So here also, when you take the mitzia, you're not kona. It's Rav of Nachman mitzias polatz moved v'rom v'shom v'lo balabais nachay shimi ayom adero mi ayom avelo esem li malach ayom mitzias v'shel balabais hu. So Rav asked the kashet of Nachman. Rav Nachman, you hold hamavia mitzia lachaver lo kana chaveru. But look, it says that when a poel finds a mitzia, it's his. If he's told to do specific work and he picks up the mitzvah, it's his. But if the balabais says, do malacha for me today, then the mitzvah belongs to the balabais. So you see that I'm a gbiya mitzvah lechaver kona chaver. We could be kona for the balabais. So Merlei, Rav Nachman answers, shiny pole, the other god balabais who. The pole is different because his hand is like the hand of the balabais. Aye. Frek the Gemara. How can you say that a pole is different than his hand? His hand is like the balabais in Memela. He's kona mitzia. V'amarav pol yochel achzer v'afilu b'chatzi yom. A pol can change his mind even in the middle of the day. So he sees not yadar kiyad balabais. Amarlei kol kam v'lohadar bei kiyad balabais. So as long as he hasn't been chozer bo, he's like the hand of the balabais. Kiyadar bei tamach rinu. When he does retract, when he does go back and decide he doesn't want to work anymore, there's another reason. Until now he's yadar kiyad balabais. But when he retracts, there's another reason. You'll see, Kli b'nei Yisrael avodim, avodim avodim avodim. We are servants to God and servants to no one else. So as long as he's a servant, he's talk a servant to this guy. But the moment he decides that he doesn't want to be, he's really ultimately a servant to Hashem. But he's not really a servant to the other guy. But yadu kiyad balabais. But the moment he decides he doesn't want to be work for the guy, he doesn't have to work for anybody anymore. Why? Because Avadahim, we're only God's Avadim, and not Avadim la Avadim, we're not Avadim to anybody else. And Memela, we see from here, Moridik, that Yado Kiyad Pol Kiyad Balabayas, and the reason he can retract and stop working is because we're only servants of God, and therefore only Meshibbet Hashem, and we can stop whenever we want. But as long as he's working for the Balabayas, he's Taka Meshibbet to the Balabayas, and the Mitzia belongs to the Balabayas that he finds. Zak Toisvis, Vim Toimar, Vimai Komash Malon, what's the Chiddush here? What's the Chiddush of Rav who says that shiny pole the other kiyad balabais in Perakah Umnin? We have a machlokas tum Rabbi Dosan and Rabbanan about a person stopping work in the middle of the day. Everybody holds that he could stop work in the middle of the day. Just Rabbi Dosan holds yad pole al tachtona. Yad pole al tachtona. If the new workers are going to take more money than it's deducted from the pay of the original worker. And Rabbanan hold no, Yadu al Yona, he's going to get his pay no matter what. But everybody holds the Kuli Yochel Achzerbo, everyone holds Yochel Achzerbo. So what's Rav's Chiddush saying the name of Rav Yochel Achzerbo? Everybody holds Yochel Achzerbo. So what's the Chiddush of Rav? And for Toisvis, V'yeshlom, the Komash Malon, Yochel Achzerbo, V'yadu al Yona ka Rabbanan. Rav is telling us not only Yochel Achzerbo, but he's passing like the Rabbanan. That even if the pole and become more expensive, you're not allowed to deduct from his pay, and therefore Rav brings. Therefore, we bring the member of Rav, because Rav is telling us to paskin like the Chachamim, and the Yadu al Yona, the advantages to the worker, and you don't deduct from his pay even if the new workers are taking more than what was being paid until now. And therefore we bring the statement of Rav, who paskins like the Chachamim, that since Yado al Eliona, so we're asking, his Yad is not like the Balabais, since Yado al Eliona, ain't Yado kabiyad Balabais. And that's the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara answers, no, as long as he's working, it's Yadok Yad Balabais. Just afterwards he can retract. But in the meantime, The Gemara's kasha was from Rav that since Yado Eliona and Yado Kiyad Baal Habayis. So we have to understand, first of all, where we see Rav holds like the Rabbana. All Rav said is Paul Yochel Achzer Rafila B'chatzi Ayom. Where does he say is Yado Eliona Kiyad Baal Habayis? Yado Eliona like the Rabbana? We don't see that anywhere. And also, where do we learn from Avadayim, Kilibin Yisrael Avadim, Avadayim, Velo Avadim La Avadim, where do we learn that is Yado Al Eliona? All it shows is that he's a servant to Hashem, and not to this master, but that doesn't prove Yado Al Eliona. So, Gon, Reb Shaul Miller Zatzal, explains as follows. We have to say that Reb Dos and Rabbanan are arguing be'etzem geder shiabudo depoel. What is the nature of the shibud of a worker? Reb Dos holds that be'emes, the geder of a shibud of a worker, is that the balabais is mischayv to the balabais, that he's going to do malacha plonis bedamim elu. It's paying $100. For $100, he's going to do this malacha. So he's not mishabed himself in melechas balabais. He's mishabed himself to melechas balabais with this money. In other words, the chiv on the totsah. That with this money, this malacha is going to be done. And he can retract. Because he wasn't chayiv to do the malacha before. But that doesn't patter him from the money. So, he has to do one of two things. Either he has to provide for him the malacha, or he has to provide for him the money, which is paying for the malacha. One of the two. And therefore, if the next worker is going to be taking more, he has to cover the deficit, this worker. That's Rabbi Dosa. However, the rabbis hold, apparently, that the chiyuv of the poel to the balabayis is to do malacha before. They weren't mischayv at all to do the malacha with this money. In other words, either they give the money or the malacha. No, they're obligating themselves to give the malacha. And then avadayim, they don't want to do the malacha, so that's it. They don't have to do the malacha, and they get their pay. Once he decides to retract, he doesn't owe the balabais a penny. He doesn't owe him anything. Because he only was mischayv on the malacha. The other, where he does, was mischayv on the malacha or the damim. He was only mischayv on the malacha. And therefore, if he retracts, he's off the hook. So the balabais has to pay him for the malacha that he did. It's only a din in the malacha, but it's not. The money is not figured in over here. Only according to Rabbi Dos it is. So if there's a loss of money for the balabais, the worker has to cover it. But according to the Rabbanan, he just has to work. He doesn't want to do the work anymore. Avadim, so he can retract. Now, according to Rabbi Dos, it emerges that be'emes ain't a pol yochel lachzer bo. Really, according to Rabbi Dos, he really can't retract. And Rabbi Dosa holds that even though a poel can't retract from his chi of klapei the bailim, there's no chisaron, right? If he could retract, then why is he losing money? So he really can't. That's why he has to lose money. So there's no chisaron of avadehem below avadim la'avadeh, because since he's not meshubid be'etzem lasis melechas balabayis, he's mechuyev shetase melocha balabayis bedamim elu. He's obligated to do the Melechas Balabais with this money. He's not Meshub Befol at all. That's not considered an Evid. Because he can't be Chozer Bo Mechiyuv Eklapi Abaylan. He has a Chiyuv to the Baylan. What's his Chiyuv? His Chiyuv is other Melacha, other Mammon. Either Melacha or money. So, there's not a Chisaron here that he's not an Evid to Hashem. that he's an eved to this Adam. Why not? Because he has an option. He can either work, which makes him an eved, or he can pay, which means he's not an eved. So that shows that he's not really an eved to this Balabais. So since he has that option, there's no chisaron here, and avadahem below avadim la'avadim. Because he's not really a slave to a slave. He can get out of it by just paying money. Pays the money, he's cool. So either way, he's not considered an avid because he has an out. He has an escape hatch. He can just pay the money. So he can't be chozer bo mechiyuve klapei abaylim, but he can take care of it with money. He's not considered an avid. However, according to the Rabbanan, the poll can be chozer bo. And that's what Rav learns from Avodahim. Because he's only meshubah to do the malacha. The second he doesn't want to do the malacha, he's completely out. In other words, it's even less of a shibud according to the Rabban. And according to Rabbi Dosa, it's more of a shibud. It's either going to be the money or the work. According to the rabbis, it's only the work. And that's how Rav is holding. That's how Rav is learning this Avodahim below Avodim la Avodim. That it's much less of a shibud. It's only work. And if he doesn't want to do the work, then he's completely off the hook. He doesn't have to pay the difference if the next worker charges more. If you would hold according to the rabbis that he has to work no matter what, would be chisaron of avadim la'avadim, that you can't have. Therefore we say he's off the hook from the work. He wasn't ever mishabed himself for the damim, and now he's clear, he's in the clear. So Rav holds like the Rabbanan's learning of avadahem v'lo avadim la'avadim, and not Rabbi Dosa's way of learning it. But the avadim la'avadim is that avadahem v'lo avadim la'avadim, the way they learn it is that you're my avadim, and you're not avadim to anybody else. And Rav is taking a minimalist approach. You have less of an avdus, the least possible avdus. All you have is that you have to work, and the moment you don't want to work anymore, you're off the hook completely. Whereas Rabbi Dosa holds that you're never off the hook completely. Either you have to make it up with the work or with the money, if the balabais is going to lose money. So he doesn't have a problem with avadim ha'em v'lo avadim la'avadim. Avadahem, below avadim la'avadim. He doesn't. He can still. Hugam istadelim ze. Rabbi Dosa also can manage with that because he can say that at the end of the day he doesn't have to work if he doesn't want to. But still, he's more of an eved, and Rav holds he's less of an eved like the Rabbanan. And Mamela he can retract and not have to pay the money at all. And then Tosis concludes. What does that mean? Why, since Yadu El Yona, since he doesn't have to pay the difference, Ein Yadu Ki Yad Balabais? Why is that? When he's working, he's working. So when he's working, Yadu Kabayad Balabais. Why, since Yadu El Yona, why, since when he retracts, he doesn't have to lose the money? Why do we say that means that Ein Yadu Kiyad Balabais? So the Svar of Yad Po Kiyad Balabais, it would appear that we could say, both according to Rabbi Dosa and according to the Rabbanan, that according to both of them, Yad Po Kiyad Balabais, that really his hand is like the hand of the Balabais. However, the gether of his Svaris Hadover is really telling the machlok. Because according to Rabbi Dosa, it would appear that the gether of the din of Yad Po, Ki Yad Balabais, is that Bechlal Chiyuv HaPo La Balabais is Shiyakna Lo Koma Shiyasib Oysu Yizman Shesachu Lim Lachto, that he should be makinit to him everything that he does at the time that he's hired by him, that he's a hired hand. Because he's not mischayev to be meshubet himself. He's mischayev on the totsah. So as long as he's working, his yado is kiyad b'al habayis, he has to make sure that either he gives the money or he gives the work. So as long as he's working, he's very meshibah to the Bailam. His yad is like the yad b'al habayis, because he's locked in either way. He's locked in either with the money or with the actual work. As long as he hasn't retracted, that's his ischaivas. His ischaivas is either the money, I'm going to give you the difference in the money so you can pay another worker to do the work, or I'm going to give you the actual work myself. But either way, I'm going to make sure that the work gets done. So that's a hemshech of the bailam, that's a big shiba to the bailam. And after he's chozer bo, then the next poel is the other kiyad b'al habayis, not this poel. So according to Rabbi Dosa, the yad poel kiyad b'al habayis is part of the schuyas b'al habayis klapei poel. And when the poel is mischayv to the b'al habayis to give him schuyas poel with this money, he was mischayv to be mamid melechas poel v'shar schuyas poel b'osam adamim. So there's a certain amount of money, and he says, listen, all rights reserved to you, b'al habayis, either the money or the damim. I got to make sure everything here gets done, either with my own work or with someone else's work, and I'm going to make sure that there's enough money, which even means deducting my schar. So my yad is like your yad. But according to the rabbis, it would appear that the svar of yad polk, yad b'al habayis, is kipshuta. That since he's meshubah, the pole is meshubah to the b'al habayis, and merely yad polk, yad b'al habayis, and there's no chiyuv that the poel is going to give a yad to the b'al habayis. He doesn't have to worry about anything else. All he has to do is just do the work. If he doesn't want to do the work, he doesn't have to do the work. But in the meantime, he has to do the work, yad poel, yad b'al habayis. So the difference might be that according to Rabbi Dosa, at the end of the day, since we know at the end of the day that he has no escape hatch, he has no way of getting out of it. Either he's going to do the malacha, or he has to take a deduction and pay that somebody else should do the malacha. So that's really an extension of the b'al habayis. That's a much stronger shiba to the b'al habayis. But if you hold yadu al yona, that he doesn't have to take the deduction, so even now, what's his hargasha? His hargasha is, I can leave at any moment and I'm not going to lose. I just get paid for my work, and if the next worker is going to take more than I took from my hours, then that's the b'al habayis' problem. So that means that even now he's not so meshugah. Because even now he can walk away and not lose anything. Since even now, you're right, when he's working, you'd say, yado kiyad b'al habayis, when he's actually working. But since it's a weaker shibud, because he can walk away at any minute, even now we say, b'seder, he's working. But to say that he's an extension of the b'al habayis with such a weak shibud, they could walk away, get paid, and not have to take care of the next worker, not get deducted from his pay. So that means he's not so meshibah to the b'al habayis. So even now, just with that option, with that escape route, he's already not so much an extension of the b'al habayis, because he has that out. He has the way of escaping. Shenken Rabbi Dosa is mamish yadu kiyad b'al habayis, because he's like an extension of the b'al habayis. He's got to make sure that work gets done, either by doing it himself or by making sure that he provides the money by taking a pay cut to make sure that the next guy can do it. So Memela, Yado ki yad Baal HaBayis. But according to the Rabbanan, he can walk away, and then the Baal HaBayis is a little bit stuck now because the next guy might take more. And it's not the worker's problem. So even now, the worker has that perspective, and the Baal HaBayis has that perspective. He's not really an extension of me. Right now, he's working for me, but he can walk away at any minute. So it's much less of a shibud. We don't say yado ki yad Baal HaBayis. Anyway, that's just talking and learning a little bit about this Tosfos. It's not an absolute. There's a lot to be mefalpel. And Mir Tashem, Anim, Rotzeh Lachzor, Lishnot Perek Zeh. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.